Nearly, I don't pray a second time because, you know, if I'm doing the study and then the sermon, I don't usually do that. But there's going to be a lot of voices on the mic today, so let's pray. like if somebody else is going to be stepping up, then yeah, it's good to have a second prayer. You know, like if Brother Alvin's going to preach first or preach the sermon, then he'll pray before he preaches. But there's going to be a few people sharing their testimony. So let's pray for all of us to have a vital tongue. So please bow your hearts. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for blessing us with your presence. And thank you so much for what you've done the last 30 days or 30 years, depending upon who steps up. We thank you so much for all these miracles, these visions, these dreams, these answered prayers. And even when you say no, when you answer no, because we ask amiss and we know. Sometimes the answer has to be no. We just want to know what your will is, and we're okay if you say no. We're not going to get upset. And thank you for blessing us in that way, too, where we don't get it. We trust you that much. But we need to trust you even more. We need to overcome even in the little areas, Father, because the enemy of souls is doing all he can to lure us off the path. So thank you for blessing us with your presence. Thank you for bribing my tongue and any tongue that may speak on the mic today, because this is all about you and all that you have done and your Son has done and the Holy Spirit has done. And so we want you, Jesus and Melchizedek, to be glorified today. And with that, we pray and offer these testimonies to the best of our ability, which always falls far short of the name that we testify in or even pray. And that name is the name of your Son, our Savior and our King for eternity, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. So anytime you want, Fran, you can bring it in here if you want, but let me, I got a couple here that, you know, I want to always praise God for my salvation and the joy that comes with it, because especially from just looking back at the last 40 years, 39 years, as a matter of fact, there's another praise. This month, I found Christ 39 years ago. It was in March, and I praise God for that day, and it's never, ever been forgotten. And I could never forget it. And so I'm going to thank him for that. But yeah, give me your computer. And it's echoing. Let me see if I could shut off your speaker here, because it's going to echo right through while I'm trying to talk. Where's your speaker? Oh, thank you. But yeah, we had a little bit of a tech issue today, and so Mandy couldn't see it, or somebody. Oh, Mindy was gonna. She couldn't. She never got it, is what she's saying. Okay, all right. All right. So this is what my wife's praise is. Okay. I better get on some good glasses here, because I don't ordinarily have a computer screen this close to my face. Okay. It says, "Here is my praise for today's testimony Sabbath." Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. 2 weeks ago, I became very ill with what I thought was just an upper respiratory infection. As days went by, things started worsening. My lungs were painful, and I felt like they were collapsing, and I couldn't breathe properly, and I became scared. I looked up my symptoms, and I knew it must be pneumonia. I thought about calling an ambulance, but I also thought the AMA would treat this as COVID and probably inject the vaccine or other poisons in me, so I just prayed to God to give me all the herbal medicines I need to heal my lungs. Brothers and sisters, God is so merciful and loving and kind. He showed me which herbs to use and then some. I had all of these herbs in my cabinet except for two of them that pastor ordered online, and they were delivered just in time. That was like the next day, right? That was amazing. I did much research on healing the lungs from pneumonia with the help of the Holy Spirit. I did everything I possibly could do. But again, with all help from God. There were times when I almost wanted to give up, but the Holy Spirit would give pastor calming words to speak to me, to give me hope, courage, and trust to know that God is right there with me. Praise the Lord, God healed me. I only have a little cough left, and I'm working on my damaged vocal cords so I can speak again. I praise God's name for teaching me more patience, and I also praise the Lord for all your prayers. we are going to need all this knowledge and heat on healing herbs for the very near future so we can help each other get healed when we can't by ourselves, which will be here sooner than we think, and or maybe even before that. Amen. God bless you all. Praise his mighty name. Amen. And so then I'm going to share a test, because I didn't know if you wanted us to go. That was going to be private for me. I didn't know if you wanted to go. Remember the confirmation? You had it the night before, and then I got up the next morning, and I said, Fran, the Lord just reveals, you know how he does that to me in the mornings, right, or for me. And I said, the Lord just revealed to me that the reason you got sick is because the way you research, and he knows that he can use you in that area, and he wants you to learn how to heal people of pneumonia or other crazy diseases, because pretty soon we will be able to go to the AMA. And then you told me that's the same thing he told you the night before. And so, yeah, I want to praise the Lord for that, because I wasn't going to say that because I didn't know she wanted to let everybody know how bad she got here. But, yeah, prayers on top of prayers on top of prayers, and I thank you, my brothers and sisters, for praying for my bride, because you know how the enemy likes to make you think things like, you know, I'm thinking, I don't want to go there. It's scary. You know, it can be a little, well, concerning, you know, because I know she's ready if the Lord decides she can take a nap. But it's scary for me because, you know, lonely little old Nick by himself, you know. And so, but, you know, I just couldn't see my life without her. But, you know, God's will be done, you know. But praise the Lord, she's healed. And now all she's got to deal with is a little bit of a cough left. Nothing like it was, because it was bad. And she's got laryngitis big time to where, And so that was my next praise that I was going to keep private in regards to many prayers that were answered this week. And because I wanted to wait on her, because to see if she wanted to go forth in public with this. And I didn't know. You know, I'm not going to assume anything. But boy, it worked out just perfectly. So praise the Lord. I also want to praise the Lord for I got a call. I got it maybe 10 days ago. From one of my siblings, my brother Steve. And when we were young, very young, me and Steve were, you know, pretty tight. And then when we became teenagers, we butted heads a few times to the point of fisticuffs. You know, we got pretty angry at each other a couple times. And then it got to the point where we just didn't like each other. But then we, you know, learned to love each other again over the years, and I just love talking to him, and, you know, he likes to call, and I call him, and it turns out he's going to become, he's got a new job to where, well, it's not a new job, he's got the same company, it's just that they're asking him to do something, you know, with the boss or for the boss or something like that, where he's got to cruise all the way up to a certain state, and in order to get there, he's got to cruise through my state and ask if it was okay if he stopped by and visit for a while. I says, come on over and twist my arm. Yeah. And so I want to praise the Lord for that. And Steve is easy to talk to when it comes to Scripture, because he actually had a situation early in life where he ended up in a place where I'll just say it outright because I don't think he'd have a problem with it. It was called Teen Challenge back in the day for kids that were suicidal, if you will, or crazed in some other way. My brother, one of my other Bert, he ended up in Teen Challenge for a while too, and he came out as an on fire Christian, and Steve did too. He went in, but he didn't really come out on fire. He was more or less I wouldn't call him an introvert, but he's not very vocal when it comes to his faith. And but he ended up working there, and so he understands the word, and we would get conversations on the phone, and it would go here or go there in regards to Scripture, and he might mention this prophetic statement or that, and I would always correct him, and he never had an issue with it. Because he would say, oh, yeah, when the secret rap was, bro, you got a minute? There ain't no secret, right? When he comes, every eye will see him, right? And so, yeah, we'd have no problem talking, and he's going to be here for a couple of days, and so I'm just hoping it's soon, and the motorhome is back from being repaired. So please keep that in your prayers. And I also have one more praise that I finally, and one of the brothers sent me Vern Bates's videos, but it seemed that they were encoded in 240 by something small, very small, so I had to kind of expand them. And so now I've got them all in MP4 format, all except one, because the guy that originally had it used to be part of our number, and he was showing up on screen and doing strange things. And so I'm not going to use that video, but his logo is on the video someplace, so I have to edit out all that out. And so I just want to let everybody know that those conversations that Brother Vern had before he died, you know, Mary Beth's dad, the conversations that he had in his home from those people that came from out of state asking him all these questions about where in the books things were changed. And when you watch these videos, it'll shock you in how the Lord blessed him, to where he just grabs a book, goes to the page, points to the area on the page where it's at, and it's just, he was blessed in that way. And so those videos need to be back out there, because a lot of the SDAs are not aware of just how evil those books are. And I got a praise here from Brother Tim, and he says, Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I would like to praise God for my salvation, his healing, and his love and mercy. God is so good. Praise his name. Amen, my brother. Amen, amen. And I said, he was sick for a while there, too. And then I want to praise God for healing another friend of mine who is, I met him when he had a Bible. He would carry a Bible, and he ended up working for me. This is back when I had that one business doing telemarketing for the police and other organizations, the firefighters. And I met him, and we became friends. And I'm so concerned for this guy. His name is Ken. Please keep him in your prayers. He was knocked down bad to where he got so sick he was out of work for like 21 days, three straight weeks. And he finally got back up. And he didn't do the vaccine. He didn't go to the hospital for COVID or anything, because he don't trust him anymore than we do. But please keep him in your prayers, because he's still got a little bit of that rambunctiousness that he had when we met. You know, he's the kind of guy that walks into a hockey bar just because he wants to have a fight. And he loves to fight. And so please keep him in your prayers, because he can be a really good man of God if he allows Jesus to get a hold of him. Because at one time he did allow Jesus to get him. He used to carry a Bible everywhere he went, one of those little Gideon pocket Bibles. You know? So please keep him in your prayers too. All right, and I think, yep, Sister Mindy's got her hand up, so I'm going to drop the mic and check my emails. Oh, and I just noticed, I'm sorry, I just noticed that there was no sound on Twitch for a while there. So sorry about that. I got to get used to hitting these buttons again. So, all right, I'm going to drop the mic for Sister Mindy.
God bless blessings, brothers and sisters. Can everybody hear me okay? All right, praise the Lord. I'm going to start with some praises that were shared earlier during the children's study. And I will get those up here. Little Sister Janice says, praise God for helping my grades to go up. Praise the Lord. And then Sister Ida says, I praise the Lord for his many blessings every day and all of his answers and all of his answers to prayers. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, sister. And little brother Damien says, praises God for food, family, joy, plants, animals, all the blessings, and for dying for us, and for his mercy, and for everything he does. And praise God for all the praises today. Praise the Lord, little brother Damien. And Sister Danea, praise the Lord for keeping in track of my homeschool and for my cat, that everything went well when she went to the vet. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, sister. And then Brother Jesse says, praise the Lord for God restoring my circadian rhythm. I'm not sure what that is, but praise the Lord. And then little Sister Luna has a praise. Praise God for healing me, for helping all the sick and poor. Praise God for all the beautiful animals. Praises God for forgiving me and his love. I echo that too, sister. Praise the Lord. Sister Pam has a praise. I want to praise I want to praise the Lord for knowing me before I was born and choosing me as his own. What a wonderful privilege. Yes, praise the Lord, sister. That is awesome. And Brother Gabriel and Isaiah, praise the Lord for all the blessings he has given us and for all the healing he has done, for allowing us to be here another Sabbath day, for the roof over our head, for the food he provides, for the nice weather. Praise the Lord for all the wonderful praises shared now and for the praises that will be shared later. And Brother Isaiah says, praise the Lord for keeping me safe at work. And so those were the praises shared during the children's day. And then I have a praise from, I just got a praise from somebody else. So let me share these ones that PM'd me. This one is from Brother Jones' sister, Katie. Praises for testimony later. Okay. Happy Sabbath, everyone. Joe and I would like to praise the Lord for helping us pay off another debt. 3 more to go, and we will be debt-free. Praise the Lord. Then we can do even more work for the Lord in whatever he has in store for us at that time. We also want to praise the Lord for healing Joe from his tooth infection. Natural remedies were used at first, but they were at no help as the infection was too severe. After a course of 3 days going back and forth to our dentist and the specialist, the tooth was extracted and the pain is nearly gone. Praise the Lord. I know toothaches can be the worst. I don't know if you guys tried it, but I used clove oil. And it, like, numbs the tooth, and it's very, very potent. If any of you have toothaches, it worked for me. But, yeah, if you have an infection, you probably need to go to the dentist. All right, and then Sister Marie has a praise. This is my praise. I praise the Lord for my salvation, for giving me wisdom to understand his word, and for all answered prayers, and for pushing me to keep taking those steps to move forward. Praise the Lord, sister. And anybody else, please keep the praises coming, and I will share them.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Yeah, and it's nice to understand, you know, like what Brother Anthony put in the room in regards to what Jesse was talking about. Circadian rhythm has, you know, like body clock. I bring up the body clock a lot, you know, because I finally got to where I'm going to bed at a certain hour, and I used to, even when I was young, 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning going to bed. And I started getting up there again, but the latest was like 1:30, and that's just too much. And so I had to rebuild my body clock, and it takes a couple, 3 days for me to do that, and I finally got to a good before midnight bedtime, you know. And so praise God for that, because that ain't easy. That is not easy to do. And especially, and what always seemed to happen for me was, like, every now and then I fix the clock, and then all of a sudden something happens. I'm up too late to fix it or something, like a server issue, and then I got to rebuild. And but that's okay. I'll rebuild. You know, I can do it now. I know how to do it. And so, but praise God. Because I'm still going to be praying for you, bro. You know, Jesse, still going to be keeping you in prayers in regards to that, because I know how the enemy can shove you off the edge there. And you know, like I was talking about, sometimes I had to stay up late to fix something. All right, so this next praise I got from Brother Dan. Amen. From Brother Dan, he says, Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I want to praise God for being alive in these days. I hear daily from those around me about all the evil taking place in the world today, and their fear-based concerns. That's prophetic fulfillment, by the way. In the last days, men's hearts will be failing them for fear. Remember that? Yeah. And so, but fear-based concerns. So he's saying, he knows what he's looking at. He's one of us. And so he goes on, he says, I am so thankful that I get to experience this and can offer biblical guidance to those poor, lost souls. I pray that God uses me in a profound way to accomplish his purposes. I have no doubt he will, my brother. So amen to that. I also want to praise the Lord for what he reminded me of in regards to what I'm doing with the blog now. You know, because I was thinking of getting back on, like, doing a podcast or video and stuff like that. And the Lord, I was asking him about it, and certain things. He answers my prayers in some strange ways sometimes, especially in a physical manner. And I don't want to mention how, because I'll use these kind of prayers again. And I always ask him to protect the prayers so that the enemy of souls can't use it to manufacture or counterfeit an answer, you know, because I'd rather get it just from the Father. I've always wanted to do this, and I even started building a secondary blog issue, if you will, to where certain things, because, you know, I put up 100, sometimes 150 articles a week. I'll read probably twice that going through the week, not all in one day. I used to just do it all in 2 or 3 days. Now I do it 6 days a week. I don't do it on Sabbath. And I every now and then says, man, I just want to say a little bit about this article because this is just nuts. And I'll highlight it, let's say. I'll put that one particular article, I'll highlight it in the blog. And I put my little comments sometimes in parentheses next to these articles, and, you know, and I'll put a link to what I mean and something, you know, like if I've already done a page on it. But the Lord moved me to just go. At first I thought it was going to be the top 10, then I thought it was going to be the top 5, then I just thought, no, I'm just going to go shocking articles for the week and just share a little bit more information on some of the articles that come down every week, because it's getting literally crazy out there now, and I want to be a little bit more helpful to those that don't really know what they're looking at yet. You know, because I just don't want them to think everything's going crazy and they're considering suicide. You know, it's like even Christians. I've known Christians that, you know, literally says, I want to commit suicide so I can go to heaven right away. I says, man, open a Bible, please. You know, because you committing suicide guarantees you're never going to heaven. You know, but there still are some extenuating circumstances in regards to some, I would think, because I'm not God, I can't read hearts, and so I'm hoping and praying that some of the people that could commit suicide really didn't know what they were doing, and the Lord winks, because they were doing it for what they thought were right reasons or something. But no, it's actually a very, very selfish act. They don't take into consideration the loved ones and their parents or whatnot, you know, when they kill themselves, and it tears up people's lives, the people that are left alive. It's just, oh, it's just literally grieving for decades, some people, because of what their children have done. And so keep them in your prayers. But, putting out these, you know, I just started it this week, and I've already gotten some good response on it, and so I'm thinking I'm going to keep doing it because it's easy, you know, and I don't have to put it to audio or make a video because the Lord more or less showed me this week not to go there yet. Maybe I will later, but as well as other things that happened a couple of weeks ago that showed me this isn't on the table at this point. Do it the way I've been doing it, because the blog is getting so many more views than YouTube could ever give me, because on top of that, YouTube censors me. And so I want to praise the Lord for that venue, if you will, that place to share, and hopefully it'll help people. It'll help more people. And now Brother Stephen sent me one, and I'll read this, and then I'll check my email, but I haven't read it yet. It's a little big, so let me expand it. All right, so it says, Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. My praises to God that I want to share are these. Firstly, the Lord has worked a miracle. I was talking to a few brothers in Christ, and they told me that the books they get from Sister Mary Beth do not commonly arrive very late. Sometimes months later, after the order is made, and I can explain as because she, Mary Beth, doesn't use the printer she used to use when her dad was alive. Because right after her dad died, the printer decided to retire. And this printer had, and I don't know, he shut his business down or whatever. I don't understand the reasoning behind all that. But he had, you know, 5 to 10 workers, and so he can get the books to her. She'd order them, and she just says, well, I need 20 here, 50 here, 10 here. And he'd do that. Now she has to deal with a printer that has a minimum order requirement, and it could take them upwards of 2 to 3 and sometimes 4 weeks to get the work done, because they're only a husband and wife team, and that's it. And but we've been helping her. When I say we, it's you guys, and me and Fran have been helping her with the funds that she needs to be able to make sure she can stock up and get those books on the shelves so that when the orders are sent or received, she can send them out quick. And so, but there's still some stuff out of stock, but that's always going to be the case because people, this stuff's flying off the shelf because of what we're putting out there on the internet and people are realizing it. So praise God. Anyway, he goes out and Stephen goes on to say that this worried me because, you know, the book's taken a long time. He says, this worried me because I put in an order for a solemn appeal relative to solitary vice and the abuses and excesses of the marriage relation. That's a pretty big title. He says, for a couple whom I care about, and I wanted to give it to them for their baby shower 2.5 weeks after I placed the order. Yeah, the baby shower was 2.5 weeks after. I could have just mailed it to them later if the book did not get there in time. But I praise God, the book got here like 6 days after I put in the order. And I must further praise the Lord because this book has been such a blessing to me, giving me hope and confirmation on questions I long pondered. It shares the importance of temperance in diet and 2 meals a day for those who struggle with thoughts and dreams. Wow, that's interesting. Fran and I have been doing 2 meals a day for decades. So anyway, it says, it showed that over-exercise is not favorable to building a sound mind, and it taught me many other things that I'm excited to lean on Christ for. Another praise relative to this whole ordeal is that when I went to purchase the books, I saw there was 3 in a cart. I meant to order only 2. So I clicked to only have 2 shipped. That's at least what I remember. But I got 3 books in total. No matter how I got 3 books, I praise God 1 extra resulted in the purchase because that book is probably one of the biggest blessings to me. I see how that works, how the Lord works. I have since read it all and might read it again. For all of that and more, I do praise God. I also praise God for the articles of the week. More and more our articles of the news are relative to the signs of the end times. And I pray we should act upon these opportunities to preach the gospel. For the articles are great opportunities to speak the truth and sow seeds. For that I praise God also. God bless family. God bless family. And Stephen here, is he talking about the Prophecy in the News blog? Is he talking about my blog? Because it's nice if he is. I don't know. But that's pretty neat. And so let me drop the mic. So Sister Mindy and then Brother Anthony, because I know Mindy's been up before him. So let me drop the mic.
I have a couple more praises to share. Sister Stephanie posted in the room, I want to praise the Lord for salvation. I praise him for the work he is doing in my husband and my children and my cousin's son, who is reading the Bible on his own, and in parentheses, unbelieving parents. And he has been able to tell me about the different Bible testimonies and what is going on, and asking me questions to better understand. I also praise the Lord for his guidance, love, mercy, and grace, and for his protection during these unfortunate, in parentheses, personal times right now. He always takes care of us and helps us through, so I try not to let the devil fill me with fear. God is so good to us always. Praise the Lord, sister. Amen to that. And then Sister Vanessa has a praise. She says, God answered my prayers. My kitten was very sick last weekend. We thought that we were going to lose her. She wasn't eating for almost 2 days. I prayed for her with my husband and son. Then I called my friend, Laura, and asked her to pray and start a prayer chain. She did. Many people were praying for her. God healed her. She is back to old self, eating and playing as a kitten should. God is good. He even takes care of the animals. And then in parentheses, she has Matthew 10, verses 29 through 31. Thank you, Lord, for healing my fur baby. Please pray for my son, Brian. And he has a doctor appointment on March 8th. We will definitely pray, sister. And praise the Lord that your kitty is so much better. All right, I'll drop the mic for Brother Anthony.
Sabbath blessings, family. Can everybody hear me? All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I have a couple praises that I wanted to share, but I'm actually going to hand my mic over to Danny. She's on my mic right now, so she wanted to share her praise first, and then I'll come right behind her and then share what the Lord has done in, on my end. So give me 1 second.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. I pray you guys are able to hear me. I wanted to praise the Lord for this past month. It's been a quite interesting month. I started a new job late January going into February. And about a week later, I had contracted a UTI, which was the first time I've ever gotten it in my life. But I've had experience learning about how to treat it naturally with cranberry juice and drinking plenty of water. And so I was doing that for about 2 weeks, and it started to get worse while I was at work. I was at work 2 weeks ago. I felt discomfort in my kidneys and my right kidney first, and the urgency to go to the bathroom, which I didn't feel 2 weeks prior while drinking the cranberry juice. I felt that same day, and so because we didn't have insurance, and we've been praying, doing what I could as best as I could. Naturally with the cranberry juice and drinking plenty of water. Anthony pushed me to go to urgent care to confirm that it is a UTI, which it was confirmed to be one, but the test came back pretty quick within a day. The doctor that I spoke with, she said that it was an intermediate, which thus explains why the discomfort happened in my kidneys, because my left kidney was starting to hurt too at that point. And so they prescribed antibiotics, which a dear sister, when she saw a prayer request in the women's study group on Telegram, she wanted to read one day with me, and I told her, I'm kind of dealing with some pain and other things at the moment, so unfortunately I wouldn't be able to help. She called me immediately once I told her what was happening to me with the UTI, and told me about her dealings with it, and helping other women with this. So she strongly encouraged to just take the antibiotic but then supplement with a probiotic afterwards. So praise the Lord, I have gotten the antibiotics, and I thank you for everyone's prayers. The UTI has since been gone. I feel much better now, and I wanted to praise the Lord last Wednesday while I was working. Because I work in a warehouse, I pack pallets and orders and stuff, so it's very physically demanding. I was starting to get more tired, and the pain was really starting to make me slow down, and I let my supervisor know. I came back with my doctor's note. I told him, I gave him a heads up regarding, how I was feeling, and they told me to let me know throughout the day how I'm doing, just to communicate with them. So I had I get two 15-minute breaks. The second 15-minute break is usually when I take time to pray and just read my Bible. In the second 15-minute break, I prayed and asked the Lord if just to get me through the rest of the day, because I didn't want, I, as much as I wanted to finish the rest of the shift, it would have counted as an early leave, which would go on my record. So I prayed and asked the Lord for strength, and And about an hour after my second 15-minute break, the Lord just miraculously gave me so much energy, and the pain did go away. So much energy to where I was helping my coworker who was in front of me packing her order, and I just went in and helped her to finish her order, and I was able to finish mine. And as soon as I finished my order, which was my last order for the shift, and I put my pallets in the lane to where the truck picked them up, that's when the pain had came back. So the Lord gave me enough strength, more than enough actually, to finish my orders and to, you know, wrap up my day as best as it had I was able to wrap it up. I just want to praise the Lord for healing me of the infection and also giving me so much strength and energy to complete it, complete that order. So I thank you for everyone's prayers and for all the support and the encouragement that I've received from several sisters that have helped me. So God bless you guys. Happy Sabbath.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Because, you know, almost every day I was asking her, hey, how's your kidneys? You okay? And she would say, yeah, it's getting better, or there would be some discomfort, but praise God, it's gone completely. And so there's much to praise the Lord for on that. Now, as far as what's going on my end, a lot has been going on, but I will start with, this. So, from the last testimony Sabbath, I shared with you all that the Lord placed on my heart to get my CDL and go through school and for it. And so, which by the way, I've already gone through my first week of class. It was a blessing. There's a lot to take in. There's still a lot to take in. But I had a good grade from my first week, and all my mandatory assignments were completed. And so now the next step is for me to go for my permit exam, which is next week. I'll do a walk-in, because here in Pennsylvania, going into the DMV, those are walk-ins. You don't have to make appointments for those. And so so I'll go next week, take my permit exam, and then once I can pass my permit exam and get my CLP, which is commercial license permit, and also I can get my drug screening and I can pass for that, then I can start on hands-on training in the yard, because it's federally required that you have to have a permit before you can start training in the yard. So I have to do all that first. But the first week of class has been completed. It was a blessing. There's a lot that I could share, but it's not really Sabbath related, and I think that suffices. Now, prior to me starting school, because me and Danny haven't seen my family since August of last year, we were like, I was thinking to myself, I was like, I'd like to go see the family before it gets way too busy to where we won't be able to see anybody for a while. And so we made the trip out there last week. We left after Danny got off of work on Wednesday, because she only works Monday through Wednesday, so we had the rest of the weekend to had Thursday, Friday, and through the weekend to spend time with them, and so we did. And God really worked in so many wonderful ways, because for one, I was talking to my brother about Pastor Nick's site, and just sharing a few, it was just kind of like a miscellaneous discussion. There was nothing really that was specified in our discussion. So, I was just showing him Pastor Nick's site and the different pages that are on there. And we ended up getting into talking about how Rome invented Islam. And that intrigued him so much, and he wanted to know more about it. So I shared with him the PDF that's on his site that shows how the Vatican invented Islam. And as of a couple days ago, he sent me a picture. As a matter of fact, I was in class when he sent me this picture. He sent me a picture of him looking on his computer at Pastor Nick's site. He goes, I love this website. He's like, it's a little difficult to navigate through, but I'm getting there. And I says, yeah, it's 17,000 pages in print, so I could understand. but he's really enjoying the website, and so please keep him in prayer that that this will be an avenue for him to be open to the truth and perhaps join us for church. And the other thing I wanted to praise the Lord about is that there's a good friend of my mom and my brother's. His name is Mark. He's been on fire for God. He wants to do the right thing for God. It's just that he's trying in his own strength. He's been struggling, and why is it so difficult for me to get close to God? And immediately I knew exactly what to say to my mom, because my mom was curious too, and so it immediately opened up a doorway for me to go, well, he's trying in his own strength. That's why he can't get close to God. And so as mom was telling me about this, her friend Mark, the Lord led me to get Steps to Christ. I actually have a couple copies of Steps to Christ, so I picked one up from my closet, and I says, okay, well, I'm going to bring it. And this is the thought because she told me about her friend before we came and visited, so I was ready to take my Steps to Christ with me when we went and visited. So I brought it with me, and we were going to go visit him, but it's just that time did not permit that to happen. So I was like, well, okay, the least I can do is then just give you the book, Mom. Mom, take the book, and then when you see Mark again, please give it to him. And so inside the book, I wrote a handwritten note, and the problem that Mark had was that because he knows I do Bible studies, he knows I'm a Christian, and because of the lifestyle that he had, you know, he thought I was going to look at him some type of way, and that I didn't really want to deal with people like that. But I was like, oh, is he mistaken? I was like, well, that's the perfect opportunity for me to write something personally to him so that he can at least be reassured that I don't look at him some type of way. So in the handwritten note, I says, I don't look at you any differently. I says, I love you because Jesus loves you. Please accept this gift from heaven, and that it would help you to get closer to our Lord and Savior. And so I put that inside the book, and I gave it to my mom, and says, here, when you see him again, please give this to him. So my brother told me that when he received the book and he looked at the handwritten note, he was crying his eyes out, because he was just so full of joy that not only that I don't look at him some type of way, but also that I went as far as to do what I did. But honestly, that's the Holy Spirit. That's not something that I did it on myself. I give all glory to God for that one. So please keep him in prayer again. His name is Mark, and he definitely is trying to get closer to Christ. And so I pray that Jesus will take a firm hold of his heart, and that Mark will surrender all to the feet of Christ. And also, last but not least, I just wanted to praise the Lord that for our time there, we weren't there at the Saturday night study. Well, for a little bit we were, but for the most part, we were late for the study because we were doing a Bible study with my family, and it had to do with temperance. Funny enough, Brother Stephen was talking about the Psalm Appeal and how it talks about temperance. Our Bible study with my family had to do with temperance, and it was a very engaged discussion. There was no back and forth. There was no controversies. It was just a really healthy discussion. So I praise God that things went the way that they did. So there was a reason why it happened. So I just praise God for everything the way it happened. And please keep my family in prayer, which they actually listen to me on Instagram as well when I do Bible studies every Sabbath, so that's nice. And please keep Mark in prayer. And, that's all I have to share for this Sabbath. I love you all very much. God bless, and I can't wait to hear more testimonies.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yep. This is one of the things, I think this is why so many people join us on Testimony Sabbath, because all these wonderful things that are happening, and people just like hearing this stuff. You know, who'd have thought? Yeah. So praise God. So, okay, I got a praise here from Sister Novi. And please email me if you have anything you want to share, and I'll share a couple of praises here, and I just noticed that Brother Alvin or Sister Janisa put their hand up. So it says, this is from Sister Novi. She says, Sabbath blessings, Pastor Nick. I would like to praise the Lord for the chance to travel to the Philippines for a month. Jade started talking to one of the elderly couples about the Bible that we're waiting in line to board the plane. The longer she shared, more people were attentively listening to her talk. Out of the mouths of babes. Could you imagine that cute? I can picture the whole thing. Anyway, the passengers in line were quietly listening to Jade. When we arrived in San Francisco, she sat beside a woman from Australia, and there she started talking to her again about God and the Ten Commandments. In the Philippines, Jojo and Jade were able to hand out tracts to the students passing by our rented house. We were also able to fellowship with our brethren in Cebu, who left the SSR church. And yeah, very praising the Lord there, because that's a very, very, very dangerous church. And then she finishes by saying, "We are so blessed to be able to enjoy our stay in the Philippines and for safely coming home." Amen, dear sister. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then I got one here from Brother Eli, and he says, "Sabbath blessings, everyone. I would like to praise the Lord for our salvation and the precious jewels that He blessed us with. Praise His name for allowing me and my family to have fellowship with brethren across another country, and for the SOP books that the Lord blessed them. The brethren and us were blessed by the study we had about the 1 hour with the beast, and the Lord helped them to clear up the confusion regarding the second coming of Christ that they have learned from the former church, you know, the SSR church that they were in. Praise the Lord for the people who received tracts, and lastly, praise the Lord for His travel mercies." And then Brother Eli shares 2 Chronicles 7:14 that says, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." Amen and amen. All right, I'm going to drop the mic for Brother Alvin.
Hello, is my sound loud or clear? All right, thank you. Oh, what a blessing, Brother Jojo and Sister Jade, out of the mouth of the babe. Praise the Lord. Okay, happy Sabbath, everyone, and I'd like to take this opportunity to praise the Lord. Me and my family, we want to thank the Lord for the good health, of course, the joy of salvation, for all the blessings He gave to us, and that also include, of course, the tests, the trials, challenges that go our way as we continue to serve the Lord, because, you know, this make us rely more on Him instead of ourselves and be strong spiritually. We needed that. We are also thankful for the answered prayers, to the unspoken prayers we have received, so we can do more for the Lord and expand His work in touching people with the present truth. And we pray the Lord to bless this upcoming plan that we have. I also praise the Lord for we have a new SDR website, which is sdrasia.org. This is an additional website, a ministry we can use, especially dealing with prophecy and studies on how to prepare for second coming. So you can share them with your friends or family. So let's pray that our different ministry websites will continue to prosper, that all who visit them will be blessed, of course, with the truth they are seeking. And aside from that, this also includes the social media ministries we have, Brother Arthur and our brethren in the Philippines who are managing this. that will continue to be blessed, okay, as well as our tracts, the booklets we are giving away. So a lot of people are responding. Speaking of that booklet, as Brother Nick told you earlier, one of our dear brother Stephen, alerted us that our ILAC booklet, imagine we are giving away free, but it was being sold by somebody who's claiming his 7-day remnant. He's selling this for $2 online, imagine. So what happened? We contacted the owner of the site, and we are thankful to God they flagged and removed the listing immediately. So praise the Lord, my dear brothers and sisters, that because the Lord won't allow His work to be commercialized. No. And aside from that, we are thankful also for protecting some of our Philippine brethren from the corrupt influence of false sympathy, false teachers who were ex-SDR, who now call themselves SRA. You know what is SRA? Sabbath Remnant Alliance. You know, like the other group, SSR, they have this SRA alliance who came to visit them, and they are like a wolf in sheep clothing, attacking the truth we hold, and they are attacking against our ministers in the Philippines because, you know, they rejoined SDR, and because they don't compromise with sin, they expose their errors and corruption, they're so mad. Because all the brethren actually joined us, so they left no other members there, only them. So at first our brethren were confused, they were discouraged to the extent that they wanted to go back to the SDA church because they entertained these false teachers. But praise the Lord, the Lord is on the wheel. You know, the Lord dispelled the confusion when the truth was presented to them by Brother Sidney, who is one of our ministers in Philippines. Yeah, he's doing the same thing like the Pharisees did to Jesus and the apostles. So we expect that to happen. You know, they attack the truth. You know, like at first they are showing. Like a lamb, actually. So, Brother Sidney, he talked to them. They had a meeting separately. He emphasized the importance of gospel order to guard the wall and not to entertain people who are bringing confusion in the ranks. That's why, if you will recall, in Apostle Paul in Philippians 3:2, he warned the early Christians, beware of dogs. He said that. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the concision. So the dogs here refers to the evil workers. You know, yeah, Isaiah 66:5, hear the word of the Lord, yet that tremble at his word. Your brethren that hated you, that caused you out for my name's sake, said, let the Lord be glorified, but he shall appear to your joy, and they shall be ashamed. Yes, praise the Lord, Brother Eli, thank you. Yeah, so please continue to include all our Philippine brethren in your prayers, to continue to be strong and united in the truth. So this gospel order is a wall, and if applicable in the time of Paul and the early Christian, it's more applicable now in our time. There's a lot of false teachers who is spreading lies, you know, to the flock. So include also our Philippine ministers, Brother Sidney and Gadi, because they are actually so busy holding Bible studies, and we thank the Lord. We praise Him, for He led us to find a cheaper KJV Bible in English also in Tagalog and Cebuano language they needed. So we provide this to them. And praise the Lord also for touching some of our brethren's heart to help with this need. And in addition to that, we are also praying a way on how our brethren in Kenya can acquire Bibles they needed in their country. This included in your prayer too. So all in all I can say is praise the Lord. Praise the Godhead. We are all His humble instrument. And without His mercy, without His grace, we cannot do anything. We are all dependent on Him. So thank you. Thank you, church family, my dear brothers and sisters, and let's keep praying for each other. I love you all. Praise the Lord. And I give the mic to Brother Nick.
Actually, I think Sister Mindy's next. But amen, brother. Praise the Lord, and thank you for building that site.
Praise the Lord for all the wonderful praises so far. I'll go ahead and share my praise. First of all, I want to praise the Lord for healing. I still get over a little bit of whatever I had. Came down with it on Tuesday, and it just progressively got worse. Wednesday, I felt like my head was going to split open, and I just kept praying for the Lord and taking natural methods. And by Thursday, I was feeling better. Friday, I was feeling so much better, and then today I'm feeling better. So I praise the Lord for healing and for my prayers from my precious sisters praying for me. I don't think the brothers knew I was sick. Well, Pastor Nick knew I was sick. So I thank you for all your prayers. And praise the Lord for the natural methods. And you know, it seems like this is a kind of a common thread in this testimony Sabbath, a lot of us getting sick with illnesses, and I think the Lord is just wanting us to trust in Him and just really cry out to Him for healing. There are some occasions where you do have to go to the doctor or the dentist, but you know, if we can use the natural methods and not have to take any prescription medications, that of course is ideal. But I just praise the Lord that, you know, He's, you know, as Sister Fran had mentioned her testimony, I believe, you know, we need to know how to, you know, help others that have the sicknesses that we have. So I believe this is why we're going through what we're going through as a remnant church. You know, we're going to go out and be, you know, health missionaries, you know, as part of the remnant church as well. So praise the Lord for that. And I have a huge praise. It's just so amazing. I praise the Lord that the Lord has blessed me with a way to get some new hearing aids. A lot of you that have met me know I've got really bad hearing. And my hearing aids I had were maybe over 12 years old. So they were better than nothing, but they definitely weren't working, you know, very well with my hearing. So I prayed for the Lord, the Lord blessed me with the means to get them. And so I prayed for the Lord to help me find a really good audiologist in my area that was reputable and that would recommend the best hearing aids for me. And so I was doing some research online, and I came across an audiologist in my area, and I was reading her reviews, which were very good, and I just felt drawn to her, like, this is the one I need to go see. So I called the number, and a very, very sweet lady named Elizabeth answered the phone, and I let her know that I would like to get a hearing test, and I also shared with her the Lord blessed me with the means to get the hearing aids, and she just was very excited to hear that, and then she made an appointment for me, and she said the hearing test would be free. It wouldn't cost anything, and I was like, praise the Lord. So it just so happened, you know, a lot of you know that we're down to one vehicle. My husband has a work truck, so my husband, they made the appointment on a Wednesday, and my husband had his appointment on Wednesday as well with a wound clinic where he's getting some treatment done on his foot that he has a wound that won't heal. And so, anyway, so it just so happened, and this is all God, that our appointments ended up being made for the same time, but they wanted me to come in 10 minutes early to fill out paperwork in my appointment. So it just so happened that my audiologist is in the exact same building where my husband's wound clinic is. What are the chances of that happening? I mean, is that God or what? So I actually just had to go up one level from where his appointment was, take the elevator up one floor, and go to my appointment. So so that was amazing. And then when I got to meet the audiologist, her name's Angela, very awesome, sweet lady. So anyway, I just felt this right away, you know, when you meet somebody, I don't know how to explain it, you feel like a connection with them. And I felt this instant connection with her. And I think she felt it with me too, because we just, it was really awesome. And so anyway, so we ended up talking, and she wanted to know my story and, you know, about my, you know, my hearing loss and what have you. And we, you know, we started talking about her faith. I was able to share her a little bit of my testimony, and it was really great. And so so then she ended up doing my hearing test, and my hearing, as most of you know, is not good. Well, it was worse than what I thought. And so so then she told me, she said, you know, she goes, I know God is involved in this, because she happened to have a pair of hearing aids, and they're top-of-the-line hearing aids, very expensive. And they were having a special going on where it was like $2,000 cheaper, you know, a sale on some of these other hearing aids. But she was moved to give me the same discount on these high-end hearing aids that have like the best technology out there. And she just so happened to have a pair at her office in Omaha, which is, you know, Omaha, Nebraska, which is, you know, I'm right on the border of Iowa, right next to Nebraska. So so she has an office in Omaha as well. She comes to Council Bluffs, where I live, once a week on Wednesdays. So anyway, so she just so happened to have this pair, and get this, they wear the exact same color as my hair, like chestnut brown. And she was like in shock herself how she happened to have these hearing aids that were the same color as my hair. That we were both like, that's the Lord, this is meant to be. And so we both knew that God's hand was in this. And so then she made an appointment for me to come back the next following Wednesday to get the hearing aids, and she was going to show me how to use them and what have you. And so I left there, and I was so excited. And so then the following Wednesday I went. It happened to be my husband had another appointment, so his appointments were scheduling them on Wednesday, which was amazing too. And so we both ended up in the same building again, and I got my hearing aids, and I also gave her my audiologist and Elizabeth both an Arlet book and Healing Leaves book, and I just put them in a like in a gift bag, and I just gave them each, and I said I just wanted to give you each a gift that the Lord wanted me to give to you both. And they were just, oh, well, thank you so much, you know. And so so anyway, so when she put the hearing aids on me, I was in shock at how good I could hear. I could just, her voice was so clear. And then she goes, I want to do a test. So she walked over to the, she had my back against her. She walked over to the wall, that the the end of the office where we were at, and she had a pretty big office. But I didn't know it, but she was facing the wall with her back to me. And she said, and she'd say it very loud, she goes, Mindy, what did you have for breakfast this morning? And I heard her loud and clear, and I told her what I had for breakfast. And she goes, Mindy, turn around. And I turned around, and she was facing the wall with her back to me. And she goes, this is how good your hearing aids are. And I was like, I almost wanted to cry because I could never hear that good before. And when people were talking behind me, I couldn't hear. I could hear people talking, but I couldn't make out what they were saying. So I was like, this is such a blessing. And so, you know, I just gave her a big hug, and I just thank you so much, you know, for these wonderful hearing aids. And so so when I got home, I went for a walk, and I haven't heard the birds chirp in so long, and I got to hear the birds sing, and it was so amazing. And I just thanked the Lord the whole time I was walking. You know, when you don't have, like hearing is, if you don't have it for so long and you finally get to experience hearing something that you haven't heard for so many years, it just, it's such a blessing. I just can't explain how great it is. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be crying. And I just want to say, oh, God is so good. God is so good. And I love you all. God bless.
Wow. Praise the Lord. So happy for you, sister. It's just, it's obvious. It's different. It's the Lord's hand, all of it, the way you explained it. Thank you so much for sharing that, because that is something the people of God need to hear, the way he moves, and he blesses us in ways. So, amen. God is good. Okay. All right. Uh-oh. Has Anthony got his hand up, or did he just forget to put it down?
No, I put it up.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll drop the mic. You can go. I'll check my email again.
You know, I don't have another testimony to share, but there was something that Sister Novi had said when she was talking about JoJo and Jade, and how they were ministering. And by the way, before I get into that, Sister Mindy, praise the good Lord. That, like, what moved me especially as you were sharing the testimony is that when you shared that you finally heard the birds chirping, that moved me. That, oh man, that is, you know, and just think about this, like, think about, you know, how the experience you had with just hearing the birds chirp. I can't imagine what the man who was blind in John 9, what he finally got to see when Jesus restored his sight back to him. Like, when you don't have things, when you don't have things, but then God gives them to you, it's like you finally realize, like, man, wow, like, wow, there really is a God. Like, he gave me everything that I needed. That's why we should all be never take for granted the fact that we can see and the fact that we can hear. Is there are just some who just don't have that and who long for that. So praise God, sis. What was I going to say is the one thing I wanted to share, like I said, that pertained to what Novi was sharing, pertaining to JoJo and Jade. It reminded me of this quotation from Signs of the Times, November 3rd, 1881, and it's in paragraph 21. Let me put it in the room real quick. It says, there is no class that can achieve greater results for God and humanity than the young. So out of the mouth of babes. Yeah, I just wanted to share that real quickly, but I'm going to drop the mic. Whoever's up next, you can go ahead.
Amen. Thank you for sharing, bro. I got one here from Brother Yasmanth. He says, Sabbath blessings to all dear brothers and sisters. I praise and thank our Father and our Lord and our Lord Jesus Christ for their love and for my salvation. I praise the Lord God Almighty for all his protection and good health to me and my family. I thank the Lord for helping me so much in answering the prayers to keep his commandments. I praise the Lord Jesus also for answering one unspoken prayer. I praise the Lord for helping and guiding me through the chiropractor for my recovery from ACL surgery. And I praise the Lord for really helping me to find the Bauer, who is hiding from the bank, whatever that means. And so he says, I praise the Lord Jesus for answering me what I should do, quitting the job. He warned me and stopped me from doing the USCMA certification course. I praise the Lord. And even though I want to make my own decisions, God helped and corrected me from taking wrong decisions. I guess that's the way he says it out there. And then he says, I praise the Lord for all his counsels through his word. I glorify the Lord God Almighty, and I wish you all have a blessed and wonderful Sabbath. Your brother in Christ, Yaswant. Thank you, my brother. And for those of you who don't know, he's from India, all the way on the other side of the planet, as many of us are here scattered around the world. I praise the Lord for that, too, that we're able to gather like this. And the internet worked okay. I was able to get, I don't know what happened with Turbo. It looked like it was removed from the firewall last night, but it happened directly at the end. And I want to, beg your forgiveness, everyone, for bringing up Becky Oki last night. I should have just dropped it because of things that happened decades ago. But it's amazing how he's still out there, though. Well, he has died, but his books are still out there, and it's very concerning to me, for people that might come across those books. He's Seventh-day Adventist, too. So I wanted to apologize for that. I should have just left it where it was in regards to some of the things I stated. Even though it was all true, I just think, there's no reason to bring it up again. This is years ago, but it had something to do with what I was talking about. And then Sister Hannah sent me a praise here a few moments ago, and she says, Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I want to praise the Lord for this beautiful and sunny Sabbath day. I also want to praise the Lord for the gift of salvation through our precious Savior, Jesus. For God's mercy and grace he gives us every day, healing, his long-suffering towards us, many answered prayers, a bed, clothes, food, a roof over my head, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and the trials God allows in his love for us. And then she shares Psalm 119, verse 71, that says, it is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. Amen. And then she says, a few months ago, at work, there had been a gentleman who was very rude to me. And let me stop here for a minute, because I've noticed the police do this, the news does this, a lot of people do it. I never, like when someone's a gentleman, he's a gentleman. but I don't know, I shouldn't even bring it up, but like a violent criminal doing something and the cops call him a gentleman. I don't get it. Anyway, a few months ago at work, there had been a gentleman who was very rude to me, another coworker, and my supervisor on the phone. I had multiple conversations with him, and my supervisor ended up having a strong conversation with him. I was pressed heavily to pray for this man that day, and he would come to mind to pray for at times after. And then she says, a few weeks ago at work, I heard someone come to the door. And the front desk lady went to the door, and I heard the person ask if Hannah was available. I figured it must be Austin or someone from my family, but I went to the door, and I didn't recognize who the person was. I asked him, how can I help him? And he said his name, and it was the gentleman that had been angry on the phone a few months ago. He seemed very downcast and wanted to stop by in person to apologize. Well, then he was a gentleman. Yeah. He wanted to stop by and apologize for how he acted on the phone. We got to talk for a little bit, and praise the Lord, I got to share at the end about God's love and forgiveness towards us. I was so concerned how the Lord had touched his heart, so much that he felt he should come in person. It then turned into a bigger praise because a few of my coworkers wondered who it was, and I got to share with them. I also told my supervisor and got to share how the Lord answered prayer. She told me later that has to be the first time that has ever happened at the office with the other people that I believed she was meeting. Meaning. Praise the Lord how God can soften the hardest of hearts, just how his love has softened ours. Please keep this unspoken gentleman in prayer that the seeds of Christ's love will increase. Thank you for your prayers for this gentleman and for your prayers for Austin and I and our family. I praise the Lord for such loving brethren and for keeping us and all our brethren in prayer. May we all continue to keep each other in prayer as we near the Lord's soon return. And then she shares Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 to 14, and it says this: For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord until all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, and unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which have made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into his kingdom, or into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. I love you all. God bless you. And again, that was Sister Hannah. Thank you so much, Sister. That was very nice. And yes, we'll keep that gentleman in prayer. But, amen to that. Let me check my email one last time. Oh, Sister Mindy's got her hand up. So let me check it real quick just in case I got one. Because what always happens is, you know, when we get towards the end, right soon as we all say God bless and see you later, I get an email. So I always like to keep checking. All right, let me drop the mic, Sister Mindy.
Okay, I have some more praises. Sister Leticia has a praise. I praise God for his healing when I was sick with so much nausea. I did need to go to urgent care and was given antibiotic. I thank him for his protection and healing. Also, I praise God for his wonderful love and just seeing his love as I read the Bible. It's just so amazing to do a study on one word, in parentheses, rebellion, and by looking up that one word and so much that is in detail from the Old to the New Testament and having that true understanding all from God's Word. Praise the Lord, sister. And then I've got a praise from Brother Alex. He says, praise the Lord for healing from the flu earlier this month. It seems it's trying to visit again, but I know it will be resolved as always, for the Lord's grace fails not. And secondly, for the truth that sets us free, John 8:32. And then he has another praise. He says, Mindy's praise reminded me of something. I didn't know this for I was a child, but many years ago my parents had to purchase hearing aids for me, and it was as expensive as a used car at the time. My audiologist pled to the manufacturer for my behalf. They gave 50% discount. Praise the Lord. Many years after that, I had to get new hearing aids, and this time the Lord blessed me with the means so I was able to afford. But the full price matched that of many years ago, after the 50%. Yes, brother, unfortunately, hearing aids are not, they're very expensive. And I forgot to mention on my hearing aids that it's such new technology. It's AI technology. So I guess, like, say, you know, I work, like, at Goodwill, and there's all this noises around me. Well, my customer that's right in front of me, the hearing aids will just zoom in to that person that's talking to me, and it will tune out all the noises behind me so I can really hear that person in front of me. And then I'm going back next week, and she's going to, the audiologist is going to show me how to program my hearing aids with my phone. So what happens is, say I get a phone call, I'll get a message in my hearing aids that my phone is ringing. All I have to do is take my hand and tap my right ear, just tap my ear a little bit twice, and it will answer the phone. Or if I tap my ear and I hold it on my ear, it will disconnect the call if I don't want to take the call. I mean, is this amazing or what? Just like, this technology is, oh my goodness. So yeah, and I guess I can have them programmed with my laptop too. So like, say I want to listen to audio Bible with my phone, I'm in the kitchen, I can just use my hearing aids instead of using earbuds for. So yeah, I just wanted to mention that too. They're just so amazing. And then I got another praise from Brother Arthur. He says, I want to praise the Lord for His presence in my life. As you know, I just got a great new job at Siemens Energy, a huge worldwide Fortune 500 company. I mentioned this at our last testimony Sabbath. This company sent me with a group of new employees to a college to take a very hard career assessment test. It is called the ACT Work Keys Test. It was mandatory to keep my job. There are several levels of competency. The levels are bronze, silver, gold, and platinum. We needed at least the silver level to keep our job. The test was very hard, with three areas of testing: workplace documents, graphic literacy, in parentheses, as understanding graphs, and applied math. God was right beside me through the entire test. When I was stumped, He gave me the answers and helped me understand. I was in almost continuous prayer through the entire test. I got the platinum level on the first test, the highest grade, and gold on the last two tests, the second highest level. I praise God for His presence in my life and for my salvation. I also want to praise Him for blessing me in my new job and the training I am involved in there. He has helped me to understand the complex process for manufacturing the components for power generation turbines. My God is an awesome God. He is always at my side. I have to say again, I am so grateful for His presence in my life. Praise the Lord, Brother Arthur. That is amazing. And I don't know if you know this, but when I was a recruiter, I used to place engineers like yourself in manufacturing companies. So I kind of understand some of the things you say. I knew enough to be dangerous. Let's just say that. So praise the Lord, brother. That's awesome. This is an awesome testimony, Sal.
Okay, Brother Austin, you want to, yeah, you can step up to the mic if you want.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Hello, everyone. Sabbath blessings. So I wasn't going to share anything, but I feel led to do so. When Mindy was talking about the being able to hear the birds, and you know, that made me think of Sparrow, and Alex was sharing about being able to hear the birds and just how God cares for the birds and He cares for the sparrows. And so what actually God has been using to bless me in the last week or so. Well, actually, longer than that, like month, 2 months, 3 months. Like whenever I feel discouraged, he'll constantly bring this song. So I'm just going to sing the first chorus of it. So it's pretty short. But I've, every single time, like when I feel kind of discouraged or downcast or something, every time it comes to me. So I just wanted to share just the first chorus with you guys. So this is how it goes. Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. God bless everyone.
Amen. Thank you for sharing. That was like having the closing song live. It was nice. But it's, you know, let me just check my email one last time. I don't know if Sister Mindy has anything else, but let me just check. Nope. Nothing new. So I guess we'll have another closing song. This one won't be so live, though. Maybe. I don't know. So... yeah, he only did the one stanza, though, Brother Dwayne. Get the whole song. So, all right. So, God bless. I guess you're going to be hearing music here in a moment, and then we'll pray out. Thank you. Amen. You ever think about, you know, singing these songs that we like to sing down here, the first day in heaven, but with harps that we can strum expertly? I can't wait. Yeah, amen. If you can kneel, we're going to finish in prayer. Please bow your hearts. Heavenly Father, thank you so very, very, very much. Another amazing testimony Sabbath. It's just such a blessing to see your hand move in the lives of those we love. It's just, I don't know what, it's kind of hard to explain, Father, but it's nice to see, nice to hear. Nice to witness. And even when we share, it's a blessing even more so. Thank you for continuing the hedge of angels about us as we step into the new week and blessing us with opportunities to share our faith. Thank you for giving us more and more wisdom as we go into your word so that we'll be more effective when we step up to share with someone you send our way. And thank you so much for forgiving us, cleansing us, blessing us with salvation and the latter rain when that day comes and the opportunity to go forth and glorify you like no one else. And thank you for letting us live in the last days to be alive during that latter rain. It's just so many things that you have blessed us with. And it's really hard to contemplate, you know, how much you love us. It's just we feel so unworthy. So unworthy. So please continue to bless our faith so that we can do what you would have us do. And we offer this prayer and all these praises that we shared earlier to the best of our ability, we offer them, Father, because it always falls far short of the name we pray in. But we still try. We're still striving. We hunger and thirst after righteousness. And so thank you for accepting these praises and this prayer in the name of your Son, our Savior and King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.